The Open Book on cliffcentral.com.
Thank you, Jesus. A very good morning. It's Shalom here, standing in for Loyusa Bala on The Open Book on cliffcentral.com. It is such an awesome day. A very beautiful song there by Kim Burrell. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thanking Jesus this morning. And as you heard, just by that tempo of that song, today is all about Christian hip-hop. And inside the studio this morning, I've got two very legendary rappers. The first rapper is Adamo Denawade, is how you say the surname, known as Dan Wade.
No doubt.
Dan Wade. Very good morning to you, Dan Wade.
Morning, Shalom.
I think that is such a classic name, though. And right next to him is none other than Mawat. And he says that he doesn't have a surname. So, good morning to you, Mawat.
I'm good. I like legendary status already.
Legendary status. Guys, it is awesome to have you in studio this morning. We're talking about all things Christian hip-hop. Yeah. Adamo, as you're known as Dan Wade, something very interesting about you. Not only are you a Christian rapper, you're also a model, actor, a hip-hop artist, and a presenter.
Yes, I am.
And just to leave it there for now, because we're still going to unpack some more about what you guys are all about and the fact that you are doing ministry within the kingdom of God and just diversing it, taking it beyond the four walls of the church. Mawat, not only are you just known as a rapper, you're also a producer and you into a lot of other music related stuff that you're doing at the moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you just share with us what is it that you're doing? What is your, how to put it, claim to fame, if we could put it that way? The Mawat with no surname. Can you just share a bit about us, who you are, where are you reigning from?
Hey man, it's your boy MAWAT Mawat. First, shout out to everybody who's listening and all the fans and everybody. Shout out to the whole team, CIP, Rato Zindla, see you. But music, that's me, Mawat, and I'm a producer. But then I also own my own record label. And not only that, it's a whole media label. So we're doing a lot of work with a lot of TV stations, which I don't think I should mention on air.
Okay.
But yeah, but we're doing all that. And my claim to fame is music, man, and loving God. We talking about. Just my claim to fame is music.
Amen.
Throw shade at me.
And Wade, what have you been up to? What are you all about? You've been in this industry for quite some time now.
Yeah.
And you've really just expanded yourself. So if you could just share with us, what are you all about? What are you doing?
Well, first of all, shout out to Elite Entertainment. Well, me as Dan Wade, the music has always been the the main heart of what I do, and and trying to help the young ones come up, because when we were young, we never had, you know, like places to go to and to express ourselves as musicians or instrumentalists. So my dream has always been, you know, to come up and have a central place or a place where we can have like young kids, you know, make noise and explore what they've been given. So as a musician or as a public figure or a person that's been in a, you know, in an industry for a while, I want to create a certain thing like that, like a center where I can have young kids come in, you know, and push. So that's my motive behind, you know, the music.
When did you start as a Christian rapper?
Started rapping 2008, mm-hmm. you know, as a Christian hip hop artist. It was more of I had a couple of friends from a group called Street Saints, and they had, like, you know, two groups. Where one was gospel rappers, and the other one was Brothers Keepers. Mm-hmm. So we merged and became Street Saints. So that's when I really started. First, I started singing, and then I started, you know, rapping. And putting the scriptures down, you know, so yeah.
Mawat, when you started, you know, did you start by writing, and what really provoked you to branch into this particular genre of rap music, but in particular Christian? And here you are, and you've just converted this into a different type of hip-hop.
Yeah.
We look at hip-hop generally, and we always associate it with some sort of cursing or negativity around it. It's always been looked at in that particular manner. And here you guys are, and you're bringing hip-hop to the world, but all through Jesus as well. It has become a ministry.
Yeah. It's a big thing now. I mean, with internationally, with people like Lecrae, who I've worked with, by the way.
Okay.
Who have gotten out 2 Grammys, so it's something. It's a big force to be reckoned with. I mean, and in South Africa, I just thank God that I'm one of the people who are in the forefront and leading the movement. And when we started off with nothing, man. And compared to what's happening now with the awards, and I mean, been at the Summers and all a whole lot of awards and won a whole lot of awards, just getting the recognition from outside and other people, it just makes it, it testifies that we're doing a good thing and people are loving it.
Talking about people loving it, yeah. Dean Wade, there's a lot of Christian rappers out there,
yeah.
and as it has become a ministry, there's also this particular, how to put it, reputation that you have to kind of put out there. At the same time, living your life and trying to break past the whole stereotype of, okay, he's a rapper, he's into hip hop, but how do we look at him as a Christian hip hop artist?
Yeah, well, being a Christian, first of all, I'm a Christian who happens to be a rapper.
Okay.
That's something that you need to also put together, because as a Christian, there's obviously a certain way that you conduct yourself. And when you bring out a certain amount of music or a certain style or a certain, you know, way of speech or lingo,
mm-hmm.
it has to be more on that. How do you perceive the next person understanding when you bring it out?
Right.
So as an artist or as a person who creates music, I need to get to that point where people have to understand that it's not only about Christian music, it's about the art. How do you as a person perceive the art and bringing out the message that you want to convey to the next person? So me as a rapper or as an artist, that's how I embody my music. Yes, I'm a Christian, but at the end of the day, I also have to, you know, match up the art of what I want to bring into. The skill needs to be there. You know, the voice projection needs to be there. So that whole thing has to come out to, you know, meet the main audience that I'm trying to convey to.
Speaking about understanding, Mawat, just considering where you come from as well,
yeah.
How did your environment accept this or really just get into it and saying, okay, this is who he is and this is his ministry? I know that most of the time it starts in the church and parents are like, really? Why this? You know, why can't you go branch into another genre sort of thing? Or why can't you just be a producer? And why do you have to sing this particular type of music? How did your environment, specifically your family as well and people close to you, how did they, did they respond or react to this particular decision that you took?
I mean, first of all, you got to understand where I come from. And number one, I'm born and bred in Durban.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to go to church and all that, I was a very naughty kid. Like I was very naughty. Like you got to understand. First of all, you got to understand the level of naughty I was.
I think my controller is going to agree with that because she had her complaint this order this morning.
I was very naughty.
Like, so she's going to be like, yeah, no.
Yeah, like that's me though. Like that's me. So then, when first of all, listen to a mother and doing church and I mean going to church and being born again, she was happy. You know, there's no complaints coming in, there's no people saying, no, my wife has done this there. I was like, okay, ex-gangster, whatever. So that for her, that I'm living this life, she's happy. Whether you sing, whether you don't sing, whether you're rapping, I don't care about that. But the fact that you're now born again,
right.
Your life has changed. And that's the most important thing. That's how when rappers come to me and like, how do I do it? I'm like, listen, this is gospel rap. First of all, you need to be in line with the gospel, equipped enough to preach the gospel. Because above rap, I sit with secular artists, which I won't mention names, very high artists, and we sit and I have to answer questions, gospel related, and you speak to them because that's the main course.
Right.
It's not about the music and whatever I do. I've come to the level where I'm not really taken by that anymore. It's the gospel calling that's the most important thing. So I first had to fix that before I even branched out into the music. And that took me like 3 years before I started rapping.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's deep. That's deep right there. Dwayne, you've worked with quite a lot of artists, and and I think sometimes why did you choose to work with certain people, and how is it that they've influenced your growth when it comes to Christian hip hop?
Yeah, to mention a few. I've worked with Loyiso Bala. And
shout out to him.
No doubt, man. That's my brother. That's my brother right there, man. I love him a bit, but having to work with him had me really think about how do I, as an artist or as a Christian artist, branch out to the, you know, to the world. And as he said, I really, really concur with him, because looking at where we're from, I'm not from South Africa, I'm from DRC, Congo. And having to come to South Africa has always been something very unique. As a six-year-old, when I got to South Africa, it was more like, okay, fine. Because of the war and everything that happened back in the day,
right.
And me coming into South Africa and growing into the ministry of who I am, because I was 12 years old when I first started rapping, playing drums actually at church, and playing drums at church made me have to stick into either not being in trouble or my family not finding me doing crazy stuff outside.
Right.
So it really kept me in shape and into what God has always called me to be. And having to be who I am now and working with people that I've seen growing up at a younger age really inspired me to become who I am. And not only that, you also, you know, you get a lot of knowledge from different people, and and having to sit with Loiso for a while, you know, really helped me become who I am in terms of how do I, you know, push not only the gospel, but also the business side of things.
And currently, what is it that you're busy with? You know, what is it that people can be looking forward to and stuff that you're just doing behind the scenes, in particular when it comes to your music as well? Because later on, we're going to be speaking about how you've just branched out a bit into all your right. presenting and your acting. What is it that you're currently busy with?
Currently, I'm busy with my EP called The Hustle. And The Hustle, basically, we're talking about how do we hustle out into the music industry. Mm-hmm. You know, how people, you know, come into, you know, understanding the craft of gospel hip hop. You know, so I'm doing Hustle. Well, for now, the main EP called Hustle, and my title song of the EP is called Hustle too. So, well, as I said, it's not necessarily just about the music. It's about the hustle. How do we hustle into the industry?
Right.
Yeah.
Very soon we're going to be hearing one of your songs, and while we just get that sorted, Mawat, you've been doing this, and and I like how you've kind of just grown into it.
Yeah.
And you still you yourself. You look crazy. He's really crazy. If I could just put it out there, he really is. He really is. But I really want you to just drop us a few lines, just to share with us where your inspiration comes from. Where are you writing from? Why are you writing this particular music and the content of it? Where is it drawn from as Mawat?
Okay. Let me say it like this. As I said briefly, I mean, I've done TV interviews about it, that I'm a ex-street person.
Yeah.
So I come from the gangster life. I've did all of that. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm currently speaking to you. I've got 3 friends serving life sentences in jail.
Okay. So, testimony.
Yeah. It's a lot of things. So when I was doing the EPs and the mixtape, I was doing a whole lot of gospel songs, which were good and all of that. But then I really felt in my spirit that I got to do something that comes from me and tell the people who is this Mawat and how did he come to that person that you know. So hence the album is called Blessed. It's coming out in August. I mean, that album though. So that's where my inspiration comes out for this, comes from pertaining to this album. So I really wanted to do songs. I changed my whole sound. I wanted to do songs which are relative to everybody, but speaks about my past and how God saved me. So, and that's a new album coming out called Blessed. It features Fiso Nwane, Masandi from Cash Time.
Okay. It's called Blessed. We're going to be hearing that later on as well. But right now, you're still listening to The Open Book. It's 9:20 on cliffcentral.com. Do share some of your messages. Find us on our Facebook page on cliffcentral.com. And we're going to be hearing now a very hot track here by DaWade. His name is, it's so classic. So here's a song by DaWade. Please listen in, and very soon we'll be chatting back with Mawat and DaWade and listening to more music and hearing more about their journey as Christian rappers. I'm only on a mission, on a grind. Hey. Don't hate it, cause I do it for my dad. Hey. We're praising for the peace and you're leaving. Hey. If you feel me, can you feel me? Mission on a grind. Don't hate it cause I do it for my dad. But a reason for the reason you're leaving. If you feel me, can you feel me? Keeping it real
on cliffcentral.com. Choice. Sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't. Auto Trader gives you the choice. Now you can shop, compare and buy new cars. Watch our expert video reviews and research before you buy. Auto Trader New Car. The choice is yours.
The Open Book on cliffcentral.com.
It's still The Open Book. It's Shalom Kandanisa standing in for Loiso Bala. Shout out to him. It's right here, the cliffcentral.com. And as you heard, things are getting hot in the studio. It's all about Christian hip hop. And the song that you just heard there, very classic song there by DaWade. I really just love this name, DaWade. DaWade, can you just share with us a bit about that particular song and those lyrics, you know, and just the significance about that song?
Well, the song says hustle. and hustle means everything. You know, as I said earlier, it's all about understanding the business aspect of the hip hop or the industry or the music industry. So mm-hmm. as an artist or a Christian artist, how do I get in the industry? So I'm just letting the industry know that I'm only on a mission, on a grind. Don't hate it because I do it for my dada. So I'm talking about how God has allowed me with the talents that he's given me to express to the world. And it's going to be tough. Obviously, we all know as artists, it's tough for you to get in the industry, you know.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's how the persistence that you have and the part of energy that you put into your music and your ministry.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, you're going to probably break in the industry. So that's the whole idea when it comes to the song Hustle. It's all about hustling in and getting in.
In your journey of hustling, I mean, we're in Johannesburg and we know that Joburg is just, it's a city of hustlers.
Like, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it's a fast lane.
Like, everything I came here, I'm like, yeah, I'm here to hustle, you know?
Yeah.
But I think every second day, you're like, I want to give up. You're like, why am I doing this?
No, definitely.
Like, what are you doing, you know?
Yeah.
What were your lows? And why did you not decide, in fact, I am leaving this thing, I am just going to stop?
At the end of the day, everybody has that inner voice, you know what I mean? Like, the things that, you know, you can get to a point where things are really tough and you can't do anything. And more, the more you do, the more rejections you get.
Mm.
And the more you get into circles where people are well known and you think you're going to get connections, the more you actually don't. So when it comes to that personally, it's the love of the gospel that has kept me going, and the love of me wanting to be what God has called me to be, being one with myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that has kept me going. And every day when I look at my stuff and when I go back and start writing and start, you know, putting the music together, you know, everything else can fall off. But because I still have the love of what I do, hence I still carry on and do what I do. So it has always been more of that self-assurance,
all right,
self-worth, that I know at the end of the day something has to give in, you know.
What I mean? How was your hustle? You've been in a hustle as well, and I wanted to share a bit about this hustle that led you to writing and putting together this album, rather, titled Blessed, which we're going to be listening to a track very soon straight after this. So just share with us your hustle.
Wait. You're gonna just run past that like you didn't say it. She said when I also came here, I'm like, whoa, where are you from? If you're not from Johannesburg, where are you from?
I'm from the Eastern Cape, right there in East London.
Sana.
Hey,
you watch it, guys?
Yeah, a bit.
anyway, before Sana interrupted. My hustle is that putting the whole stuff together. I mean, it has been a crazy journey, because you understand that this album is going to be my first commercial album, and I think it will be the first gospel hip hop album to be available in stores nationwide.
Okay.
So the putting through those connections were more harder. I mean, we just signed a deal with my label with the same distributor who distributes the Caspers, the MTs, and all of that, and it was also because everybody looks at it as a risk because it's the first time doing it so much. I mean, I've sat down with all the four big names in terms of the labels, and that has been my hustle, sitting down negotiating with the worldly systems, because, you know, the gospel guy, they just put out in that corner, young
Ton.
No. Hi, Blomada. Regardless of the numbers we do, Blomada.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to get to the mainstream, that has been a really big hustle. But thank God, man, because God called me to take this album to the mainstream, and I've got support of all the big names in terms of the gospel people, and like, you know what, really do it, and you can't do it. And hence I changed the sound and made it more African and South African to give it a more vibe relative to everybody who's related to South African music.
So the name of the song that we're about to listen to,
him,
please, man, can you just give it like a proper introduction to it? Because I feel like I'm not going to give it justice.
You want the real, you want the anointing introduction? Or
please.
You want the fire? Or you just want the introduction?
I want the fire, Dad.
Man, this song is called Umsindisi. It's with a friend, close friend of mine, Usifiso Ncwane. The reason why we did it, I really sat down and wanted the sound to be really South African, bringing the music more home. So mm-hmm. we did the song respecting the traditional gospel leaders of the genre in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So hence we came up with the song. It's called Umsindisi. Produced by me, your boy.
Amen. Umsindisi. Let's listen to this.
Hallelujah.
Mama,
Very beautiful song there. You know, it was very interesting what you were talking about while that song was playing. And just a shout out to Sfiso Ncwane, sounding so proper there. But Mawat, I want you to share, actually, something that you've just shared now off air. And it's a challenge, but it's also very interesting what you said. And I think it's what we all go through.
Yeah.
But the very classic part about it is how we are so wanting to infiltrate the word of God one way or the other. Yeah. Can you just share what is it that you're just sharing now about, yes, about that,
about the anointing,
about that
power? Yo, shout out to Loiso. I just heard everyone saying shout out. I don't know who that guy, but I also want to say shout out to Loiso, whoever you are, wherever you are. I'm taught. But on the real though, I mean, when we're doing the EP and the mixtape and the sound that we're doing, the challenge that I was facing, that they only will put us on the youth, at youth platforms on a Friday or youth conference. You don't even get youth conference because all people are there because of our sound, young Ton. And that's like 200 people, 300 people, 400 people at most. Sometimes you get 1,000, but then in terms of the mega churches, and then you want to do Sunday, they can't put you on Sunday because you are not, your sound is not general enough for the older people to actually enjoy and whatever. So I sat down with those challenges and I said, you know what, God, we got to come up with something that's open to everybody. But you understand, the custodians of gospel in South Africa right now is not really young people, is more the older generation, because Evangeli, we all got it from our mothers and right. our grandmothers. We didn't get it from me and you. You know what I mean? Like, this generation currently right now, we all got it from the previous generation. So fortunately, they're still alive, but there will come a time with us or there, and then the people who get it from us, they're going to get the hip-hops and the R&B version of the gospel.
Right.
So we came up with this sound, this type of song, and hence the album has this type of flavor, which is more generic to all the gospel lovers and even secular alone. I mean, when you go to those who grew up in townships like us, you hear the most drunkest person ever coming from the township, coming from the tavern. He's not singing any hip hop gospel, whatever. He's singing the hey, baba, kolo, and he's drunk. He's out of his mind. You know what I mean? So he doesn't really relate to the hip hop that we're doing. The
right.
You know what I mean? He loves gospel, but he loves this one that he grew up on. So we gotta come with the sound that's gonna give and feed these people who are really yearning for the gospel in this manner. Because at the end of the day, it's about the gospel, not about what I do or about me. Amen. It's about me packaging something which is gonna help the next person.
Dwayne, when you people write, you know, I mean, you've just said something so profound there.
Yeah.
And when you write, do you guys actually think about that? About do you really go in depth and just think, okay, who do I want this to appeal to? Or do you really just think about that after you've written the song, and then you have to start devising ways of, okay, how are we going to present this as so it can be relevant and so forth? Do you think about that first? Like, what is that thought process?
Well, Let me give you something a bit too critical here. When you do something, anything, there's got to be a whole lot of thought pattern that comes with it.
Right.
You really need to think on how you convey that message. So as a hip-hop artist or as a writer, you get to, you know, create a storyline to explain each and everything that comes in your mind and put it on paper. Now, having to do that, it takes a lot of time, a lot of research. And you need to know, you know, how would the next person receive it? As
right.
I said earlier, the skill is very important. Like, I like also what Mawat said earlier, because they put us in a box as Christian artists or a gospel rapper. Hence, me as a rapper, when I come out, I want to come out as a rapper. I want the same, you know, credentials than another rapper would be. But it's just that I speak of something totally different than what they speak. Because, like, at the end of the day, we're using the same medium to convey a message. So for me, when I take time, I really take time. I sit and I learn and I study on how to bring out what I want, especially in terms of the message.
Mawat, as a producer as well, do you just stick to the Christian hip hop when you guys are writing, how do you get to that point of wanting to just branch a bit outside, as for the sake of your music still needs to go beyond, you know?
Yeah.
There's young people out there who will be listening to other sort of rap music and not perhaps are not inclined with Christian hip hop as well, you know? So can you write for that particular target market as well?
Listen,
if we're going to say the gospel is not relevant or only relevant to a certain amount of people, then we're just going to minimize its power.
Exactly.
So first and foremost, the gospel is relevant to each and everybody who's living. I mean, Jesus died for everybody. So the message that he sent us to preach is for everybody. It's the medium that we use and how we articulate, as he's talking about skill, how we bring it forward to the person who's not listening to what you're doing, but you bring it forward in a way that he or she could be able to listen. So if they stuck onto this new what they call it, trap music, rap, whatever, mm-hmm. and that's the way they only listen to hip hop, then you would, because you want to reach that person, you would do something. That's how Paul said, to the Gentiles and the Gentiles to this, to that. So I would formalize a strategy in terms of a song to that audience, so right. that they can actually press play. Because I always like to say this when people
like
ask
that,
me,
so they can why, press play.
People always ask me why gospel music and why we choose this. I always say this: it's a threefold ministry for me. I mean, the beat is to catch your ear, and the clothing that you see is to catch your eye.
Come on.
But then the content is to catch your heart. So it's a threefold. I know the power, ne?
Like.
I've got anointing.
Can you just write that and then just put it there and
just tweet it.
Jesus.
Yeah, just tweet it.
Jesus.
Fire.
Yes.
Nah, of course.
You know.
So it's all about that at the end of the day. Utilizing those three strategies that I believe God has given me, I always make sure I package every song utilizing those three strategies. But again, it's the gospel. So you first got to feed yourself, mm-hmm. and then you say, okay, now that I'm full with the song, I understand it, I can go to somebody else. We're not reading scriptures to read to the next person. You're reading it for you first. Be delivered when, ngayo. And then after when, and
yes.
then you can think of someone else.
No,
yeah. I'm not talking about hypocrite. I give you all fire, Mara, when.
Exactly.
Yes! Impilo akinjan manje.
Guys, you're infiltrating the media mountain. You know, it's all about entertainment.
Yeah.
And there's just so many spheres to it. And just talking about that, Dwayne, as well, you are into modeling and presenting. You know, why? Like, why? I ask this why, ne? Because we're hustling and we are just hustling to just be part of this entertainment and this media mountain, you know?
Yeah.
Your craft is rap. You guys are producing as well.
No doubt.
But here you are and you've decided that I want to model, you know? And modeling has got its own criteria as it is
True.
As well. And here you are and people are going to be like, ah, this boy, he is a Christian hip-hop rapper. And here it is and he's half naked because he just happened to be modeling. You know? Where do you bridge the gap?
But basically, I like the way you put it. The truth is, yes, I get a lot of those questions, and you know, people do ask me, okay, fine, you are doing this and you're
right.
doing that. At the end of the day, this is how I make my money. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, I need to feed my kids. I need to feed my brothers and sisters, my fam. You know what I mean? And for me, having to, you know, focus on my craft, and if my talent is my look, I'm going to use that for the glory of God. And if I use my tongue for his glory, I'm also going to have to speak to y'all in the sense that I'm modeling, but at the end of the day, I'm speaking to you in a body language that everybody do understand. When
right.
you know what I mean? So the idea is here, especially when it comes to modeling, if I'm half naked, that doesn't necessarily mean that I am always half naked. That's
right.
just a picture that I was paid to actually, you know, portray to the public. But it depends on which level do I go. I just
where
don't
do, you
do
draw the
exactly
line?
Where
yes.
do you draw the line, because you just can't take every work. You have to see where it assesses your personality, your, you know, your who you are and what you do. So being a Christian rapper and doing modeling, it was one of those things that I decided to do. I thought of it like this. Okay, first of all, if I'm going to get into the industry, it's always nice to have that particular person say, no, but I've seen you somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They kind of like familiar with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, fine. I've seen you somewhere. But when we guys talk and you bring up certain subjects and it'll be, okay, but it's not only the face I see, but you also know what you're talking about and what you're doing.
Mm.
You know, so for me, when it came to the modeling side, it was very important for me to use modeling as a medium first before I got the music out. So having the music out is just a bonus for me, but it's also the truth that I want to bring out to the public to understand that, look, we can be whoever and whatever we want to be, and we can do whatever we put our mind to. So that's my explanation. When it comes to that, that's basically, modeling is really dope for me. I love it. I do it every day. Like,
yeah,
I just got a shot.
Yeah, and he fits the part as well, if I can just put it out there.
Yeah. So just so you know, I do look the part.
Well, what? As you know, for the first time, Christian rapper Lecrae was a winner not so long ago. And there's like a big hoo-ha around it, you know. And honestly, guys, what can we tell, or what can you guys tell the SA rappers out there? You know, we have our young people who are aspiring South African rappers.
Yeah.
It's all about dabbing and the nay-nay and so forth. But we know that everything that is beyond the four walls of the church, it does belong to the church. It is all part of God's kingdom. And how do we bring it in and make it relevant in the right way, in a significant way, so that we can infiltrate those particular media mountains and entertainment and make it something significant, as so people don't look at it with that negative eye?
I mean, listen, first of all, scripture says, I love quoting, every good and perfect gift
you
comes
must live
from
those quotes God as well, Dada. Yes, yeah? Amen. Yes, you must live by those quotes as
Every good and perfect gift comes from who? Comes from God. So that ability, the gift, the idea that you had to nay-nay, dab, whatever you want to call it, rap, dance, whatever, it comes from the Lord. It's. I think to bring it more in-house, or how do we bring it back to the kingdom, it's the platforms which are not as much in the kingdom of God.
Right.
Like platforms like this, I mean, this is mainstream, but we have a gospel segment in it. So creating more platforms will give people the ability to bring all their gifts inside back to the kingdom of God, because currently there's a little bit of platforms that people can utilize to showcase their talents and whatever gifts they have.
Amen. Guys, as we closing it off, I just want you to share your famous last words. Dwayne, if you can just share your first famous last words.
My famous last word is love. You know what I mean? That's the greatest. Keep out there, love everybody, you know, focus on what you do, but still hand out that hand full of love.
Seal that with a freestyle, please.
All right. I was born a go-getter, born to birth 16 bars that I nature. Yeah, it's my pleasure to address with no pressure, loving how we easing it down with all splendor like Barack in his prime. Ay, it's new era, ready in newsletters. Calmly I do capture the attention of our maker. In his favor, in his arms, I've been natured. He's been at it since 1985. Ay, your boy fresher than art. His artistic ways got me paving the way like surface catching a wave. Wave. You might be loving or hating, the fact remains that I'm saved in his name. He speaks louder than I, my spokesperson got his action. Grant me access to gain great assets. We all special and unique, my fellas. Gotta remember the reasons we here, my fellas. One damn wordy.
Okay, that was who? I don't know. Do we say hallelujah? Do we say amen?
Amen.
Mawat said we say amen.
Amen.
We say amen.
I'm a Sunday school teacher. Yeah.
Mawat, can you just give us your famous last words?
Okay.
And then you're gonna drop something, and then we're gonna play something, and then we're just going to seal it with the anointing at the end.
Okay, let's do this, right? First of all, my famous last word. I'm not dying. It's not my last words. Ha. And this is not my last time on the show.
I look just stuck.
So this is not my last words. But what I want to say, and I'm looking at the time, so I won't drop a freestyle because I know I want to come back and do that.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
What I'm going to say in closing for this time and today only, please make sure that you keep the gospel first in whatever you do. God has given you the ability to be who he called you to be. Never look at another person to find assurance, and never look at another person and make that be the reason for you to either try to be successful, rich, or whatever you want to do based on another person. It's all inside of you, and God has planted in you. Do it, because God has put the seed inside of you. That's what it means by work out your salvation, work out what God has put inside of you. So the track that we're going to play, you're going to play a lot of tracks, but you got to play Sexile Kancane. That's my new single. I'm dropping it before the album, and I'm premiering it on the show, man. It's got that whole vibe. Yes, because that's where I come from, man.
Okay.
Yeah, Sele Kancane, your boy Mawat, nominated for the Ngoma. Make sure you vote. I'll see you. Sele Kancane, Sele Kancane, Sele Kancane, Sele Kancane.
Okay, so we're breaking it down up a gassy style right here in the Cliff Central studio. It's the Open Book with Shalom standing in for Loyusobala. And Mawat promised us that he's going to drop something. We say goodbye, and then we will take it out with a very classic song from The Weight. So please drop that, please.
I'm going to hold it back again.
Hey, this guy.
Because I want to drop when I return.
But because grace has located you, it shall indeed bring you back with something fresh. What fresh anointing.
What scripture is that?
Behold, all things shall become new.
So you're quoting incorrectly. ngesiZulu ngichatha iscript.
Hey, my what?
I will freestyle when I come back. I'm holding on that.
Okay, this party.
Yes. But anyway, go check, go get the album, blessed. It's coming out. That's what we're here for at the end of the day, to tell you guys what we're doing, right?
Yeah, and where can we find you? Where can people find you? Where can people find you?
Get me on my, go to my Facebook, MAWAT. Go to my Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. It's MAWATHSK. But if you just type in MAWAT, Mawat, there's only one, and then you'll get me out there. Please follow me. Vote for me for the awards that I've got on. The album's coming out. All the good things are happening. Please.
Dwayne, where can we find you?
You can find me on Dan Weddy. In every social network, and that's DENWADE on any social networks.
Mawat, it has been an absolute pleasure.
Having
you. It has been awesome. Looking forward to seeing how God is going to be enlarging your territory.
Amen.
And I know that he's going to be doing a music video very soon. He kind of just left us with that. Yeah. So we will. We will be waiting. That. We will indeed be waiting for that.
Yes.
Dinray, thank you very much for your classic name.
No doubt.
Thank you so much for being with us. And may God just take you to new heights, you know.
No,
may you both just become mannequins of God's glory and his grace and be real. That's about it. You know, you said here that it's not about you, it's about him. You know, all of him and none of you. So may you just keep standing on that and spreading the word of God in this very extraordinary way that you are doing it in.
Amen.
So from myself, Shalom Kandanisa, on the open book, cliffcentral.com, Mawat will be coming back.
Yes. No
it's
doubt.
Goodbye. God bless. And taking you out is a song by Dan Wade. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Shout out to Loyiso Bala.
Who's that?
Goodbye.
This is CliffCentral.com.